This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony Antonio Tommaso, little Italian today. I'm reading from the 6th chapter of St. John, the Gospel, and it says, "Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me has eternal life." Are you believing in Jesus? Have you given him your life? If you have, you have eternal life. It's already started in you. "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that anyone who eats this bread will not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever."
Oh, how often do you eat the bread of life? How often do you come to the altar to receive the very body of the Lord Jesus Christ? "Oh, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread your ancestors ate in the desert and died, you, those who eat this bread, will live forever. And the bread that I shall give you is my flesh for the life of the world to come." When's the last time you've eaten the flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus? When's the last time? In a long time. Need to go to confession. Go confess your sins. I tell you, your sins, when they stay in your gut, will only make you miserable. Don't think that sin's fun. I tell you, after you had the fun, you'll be in misery. Misery, misery, misery. Don't hold on to misery. Go to confession. Get rid of them. Tell Jesus and tell the priest, "I'm sorry. I've done it again. I said I wouldn't do it again, but I fell. I need you. I'm desperate for you." I tell you, speak to God like that, and great things will happen to you. Tell him the truth. Give him your feelings. Great things will happen to you. You see, he's the bread come down from heaven. We feast on that bread in the Word of God. We feast on that bread at the altar, receiving the sacrament of his body and blood. It's not either or, it's both and. That bread come down from heaven, the Word of God. That bread come down from heaven, the Word made flesh, as Eucharist. I tell you, I want it all. Oh, I don't just want. I want it all. And to top it all, I need that Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, it is better for you that I go away. If I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit. How desperate the church is for a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How desperate I am for a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Nothing happens without the Holy Spirit. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The problem with people that are into ministry is that they want to do the ministry. No, I want the Holy Spirit to go before me. And then what he does, I want to enter into it so that people will be healed, saved, delivered by the name of Jesus. It's all what God wants to do, not what Father Tom wants to do. It's all what God wants to do. And he'll use me. Though I might only be a donkey, he will use me. And you know what I tell him? You can sit on my back anytime you want. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll be your donkey if that's what you want me to be. But he says, no, I don't want you to be a donkey. I've raised you up to be a man of God. Are you a man of God? Are you a woman of God? Does the Lord Jesus reside in your broken heart? You're not only called to have a broken heart, you're called to be restored in Christ, so that what God does in you and to you and through you, you can share with other people. Oh, yes, we serve the Victor King. Victor King, his name is Jesus. Do you serve Jesus? He's the Victor King. He's the victory over your garbage and the victory over my garbage. He's the Lord and has plans for you. Don't quit until you start living out those plans. Then you don't quit again. You just say, more, Lord, more in your Holy Spirit, more of your Holy Spirit.
God doesn't give us a spirit by measure. The Lord wants you to become an empty and pure vessel so the Spirit can just blow through you and release the power and the plans and the destiny of God wherever you go. Wherever you go, you bring healing, you bring solution, you bring love, you bring grace, you bring the power of God. You are heaven's representative upon this earth. Isn't that good news? You are heaven's representative upon this earth. And Jesus' plan is restoration. I will restore the years the locust has eaten. Sevenfold return. As soon as you come to the Lord, you come as you are, but you don't stay that way. The Lord wants to build you from the inside out. He wants to restore you, and as your soul flourishes, your whole life will flourish. Our life is a reflection of our interior, what's going on inside of us. We live from the inside out. So if everything's all crushed up within us, our life is going to reflect chaos. But as Jesus comes and he fills us with his love and his grace, and the Holy Spirit brings order to disorder, it brings discipline to chaos, then suddenly we just become healed from the inside out. And not right away, not immediately, step by step, our life begins to reflect the light of Christ that lives in us. Jesus starts to open doors for us. Jesus starts to restore relationships from us. Jesus starts to bless us. Have you declared today that I walk under the blessing of God? That the blessing of the Lord Jesus flows to me easily and abundantly? When we come to God, we got to battle for victory. But that's until we gain that interior disposition. Then we get a walk in victory. Doesn't mean we're not going to go through trials. Trials is a gift from God to lift us higher. Suffering is a gift from God that it softens our soul so that God can begin to mold us and shape us into the image of Christ. Trials are for promotion, but just constant struggle means we're out of our purpose. God, Jesus promises to take you from glory to glory with him. In every higher glory, we need to die to ourselves. We need to get out of the way and not become the stumbling block so we can live in the resurrection. We need to learn. Those who wait on the Lord will restore their strength. We need to learn how to be alone in the secret place with the Lord Jesus Christ so he can fill us, so that we can go release upon others. Yesterday, I was watching an interview with what was a great, great minister who used to fill arenas. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on your tongue. I'll think of it later. Billy Graham.
Yeah.
And Billy Graham, such an amazing man of God. He looked about like 90 right before God took him home. And they said, Billy, would you change anything about your life? He said, yes, I would. He's like, I would have studied more. I would have been alone with God more. I would have told the Lord Jesus I loved him more. He said, I would have taken less speaking engagements. You can't believe that this man led millions and millions to Christ. But what he said, he's like, I would have taken less speaking engagements, to have more time alone with the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering directly to God and just telling God how good he is and how much I love him. We love God by serving God and doing the will of God and winning souls for God. But that ministry is secondary to the priesthood that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ, of telling him how much we love him, being in the secret place with him and ministering directly to God. You know, we do a lot of ministry, but 80% of the time being alone with the Lord and ministering directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we come out of that place of prayer, out of that place of worship, out of that place of adoration. And you go and you minister to the people, you preach, you pray, you do what you do, and then you're right back there with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right back there. And tonight, Anthony will be in the North End. He'll be serving people wonderful pizzas, wonderful things. And not only will he be serving them, he is open to telling people about the love of God.
Before the first 6 hours of my day, before I go to work, I'm alone with the Lord. That is like what gives me life. That is why I'm alive, to pray to God, to let him fill me, to learn, to be in the Word, to be in the mystics, to understand that my first job is to love God. Your first job is to love God and be loved by God.
Yeah.
You know, today when I was sitting in the chapel with the Blessed Sacrament, gazing upon Jesus in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that interview with Billy Graham came back to my mind, which is why it's the Holy Spirit's bringing it up to me. And I just thought, like, wow, like, imagine if Billy Graham not only had the revelation of the Word of God and the grace that God gave him to preach, which is unbelievable, lead people to the Lord, but in that other part of his life, when he was alone with the Lord, what if he had a revelation of the Eucharist, that I get to be with Jesus right now in the chapel for hours, sitting with him, gazing upon him, letting his light fill me, not only being holy, but letting God's divinity overshadow me so I am transformed from the inside out. That's what the Eucharist does. That's what confession does. Because there's two parts. It glorifies God that we bear fruit. So there's going to be the fruit that we produce in this life. But then there's going to be another part where God looks at our soul. God looks at the intention by which we do things. God doesn't judge the greatness of the act. He judges by the love that we do the act with. God is the one who produces fruit through us. He's looking at the purity of intention. Am I doing what I'm doing to only love and service and glorify God? You know, there's the fruit we do, but then there's our soul. You know, and when God sees our soul, I don't want it to have thistles and brambles and bushes. I want it to be beautiful flowers. I want it to be filled with the sun and the light of Christ. I want to allow the Lord to purify me. Anything that I need, Lord, take it out of me that doesn't reflect you. You know, when the Lord looks at us, when the Lord looks at our soul, what is he going to see? Is he going to see me speaking about other people? Is he going to see me gossiping? Or is he going to see me, if something happens that I don't like, I'm praying for that person. If someone comes against me, I'm praying for that person. Why is that the example the Lord's given me? Maybe it's for you.
Maybe it's for me. Maybe it's for us. I tell you, when God gives us a word, it's a living word, not a dead word, a living word. Go and proclaim the gospel. Go out into the world one at a time and proclaim the gospel.
Go get them one at a time.
That's what you need to do. You see, God changed you. What about the people he wants to change through you? Oh, but I'm not like... Yeah, they don't have to be like me. You don't have to be like Anthony. You have to be like you. God the Father wants you to be a soul winner. Winner of souls. Winner of bodies. Oh, you go to people. They say, you know, I've got a backache. And you know they don't know Jesus. So what do? You pray for the backache. You pray for healing. You put your hand on the place. You pray in faith. It's God's business to heal them. After you've prayed, tell the person, Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in, and I will dine with them." Tell them he's coming in if you want him, and he's going to dine with you. "What do I have to do?" they ask. "Here I am, Lord, come in, come in, come into my heart. Free me from sin. I want a new life in Jesus. I want a new life in Jesus." It's so simple. It's so simple. A new life in Jesus. Have you got a new life in Jesus? That's God's will for you. I cannot tell you it's God's will that you make $1 million. I can't say that. But I do know, and 100%, the Lord has a new life for you in Jesus. 100%. A new life. And you said, "Well, I've tried so many lives. I've messed up my life." I won't tell you when you mess up your life. It's like eggs that are beaten down. And you have scrambled eggs. Use them. Scrambled eggs. Enjoy them. My life has been beaten down. That's the way it is. What's going to happen? I'm going to be able to help other people whose lives have been beaten down so that they would ask the Lord Jesus, "Come into my heart, forgive my sins, heal me, my body, my soul, my spirit." Nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. Nothing is wasted in the name of Jesus. You are a soul winner. How many souls have you won during this month? How many? I don't have any. I don't know how many. I've preached it. No one's told me, but I've preached it. I'm sure there's more than three, more than four. I don't know how many, but I'm going to continue to preach it so that people come to know Jesus. Do you know Jesus? That's the issue. I'm asking you, do you know Jesus? No. Do you know about Jesus? No. Not about him at all. Have you met the fellow? Have you? I remember Sister Josephine. I keep on talking about Sister Josephine. Oh, she had been a nun for years and years and years. And we're going to have a seminar. And we're going to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And she comes up to me before I was a priest. She says, "Tom, I don't know Jesus." I said, "Sister, you've been a nun for how many years?" 28. "How wonderful. You never met Jesus?" "Never met the fellow." "When you received First Communion, did you meet?" "No, never met him." "Caught from it?" "Never met him." So I said, "Let's do it now. Let's meet him now." And how do you do it? You take the scripture, Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. "I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with them." He's knocking on the door of your heart today. He has a plan for your life today. He wants to do new things to you today. And I'm going to tell you what he really wants. He wants you to live by faith. That's what he wants. Faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave his life for you.
So you got to dispose yourself to be able to hear the voice of God and be obedient to his will. The best part is I can never be Father. Father can never be me. All God wants for you to be is to be the full expression of what he created you to be. Of what he created. I'm not a holy, pious man that can kneel in the pews for hours and have prostrations. I'm just me. I'm just Anthony, and I just love Jesus, and I'm a sinner saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
But I know that because I am nothing, through me, God can do all things. And I'm someone who just chases after God with all my heart because I've had nothing of the world will satisfy me. It won't. Nothing of the world. Our hearts are restless until it rests in Christ. I'm someone who's all or nothing. I want all of God. Maybe not everyone wants all of God. That's okay. That's not a requirement to be saved. But you know what? The more God you got, the more purpose your life will have, the more joy you will have. Whether I'm suffering or I'm in the glory, I wake up every day excited about the day. Because today is a day for me to serve God. And every day is one step closer to heaven. Amen. You know, I have faith in Christ that his mercy will take me to heaven. And for you, it's just so good. You know, like today, Father said, I'm going to work. I'm going to work 8 hours, 9 hours at the restaurant. But I'm going to tell people about the Lord. But if I don't give the Lord my first 5-6 hours of the day, I'm going to be running on E. You know, and my words aren't going to carry power. I'm not going to be connected to the vine. I'm not going to be able to witness as God wants me to witness. The biggest thing is getting alone with the Lord and letting him fill you with wisdom and knowledge. Jesus has the answer to everything, whether it's where I'm going to live, what I'm going to wear, where my finances need to go, who I need to give to, what I need to say. When you're connected to Christ, you're connected to all truth, all power, all wisdom. I am the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. With me, you can do all things. Yesterday, you know, it's funny because you can be possessed by the spirit. Yesterday, I was at work and these 6 kids came in, like college kids. And I ended up just going. It wasn't even my table. I ended up going to the table. And I realized later, like, oh, I just took that table. It's not even mine. It's okay because we all share the tips. But anyways, at the end of the thing, I'm like, what are you guys doing here? They're like, we're here from Canada to do track and field and to race BU. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. They go, we were here last year and you are our server. I go, really? I said, did I tell you about Jesus last year? He's like, no. I was like, all right, well, you're about to hear about him now. And I gave him the witness and salvation, and I prayed for him. And, you know, that's how the Lord works. Everyone's very, like, concerned about being possessed by the devil. But when you're possessed by Christ, you got nothing to worry about. Sometimes the Lord, you'll be in, like, third person if you live in the spirit. And you'll, like, see yourself. You're like, what am I even doing here? Oh, the Lord doesn't speak to me like that. It's just a knowing and an inspiration in my heart. You're here to pray for this man or woman or tell him about the love of God. But the whole point is to live from the spirit. But to live from the spirit, you need to get into the spirit. You need to push in. You need to push in. You give your life to Jesus. He gives you the Holy Spirit. And then the fun begins.
Whether you feel it or not, it's not about feeling it. Whether you feel it or not. Oh, I sit before the Blessed Sacrament,
yeah.
And it's like I could be in the middle of a ball field.
Yeah.
But I'm still sitting before the Blessed Sacrament. It's Jesus. And his rays are touching me, even though I don't feel them. You cannot be in the sun and not get a tan.
Amen.
And a sunburn. I tell you, he's greater than the sun. Oh, he's got more light than the sun. You cannot be in the presence of Jesus as Eucharist without getting touched by the grace of God. Whether you feel it or not, it happens. It's got to happen because there's great power that comes from the Eucharist. Oh, great anointing that comes from the Eucharist. I could be nothing but a Catholic. Why? Because I believe in the Word of God. Yes, I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I believe in the Blessed Sacrament. This is body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Yes, I believe that Christ anointed and founded one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Yes. Oh, we have not always been faithful.
No.
But he founded one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Hallelujah. Yes, we are in and out. Yes, we are filled with grace, but also filled with discouragement and sin. We need, as a church, starting with me, to repent, to turn away from our sins. We need to give our lives back to the Lord Jesus Christ. As a church, and me too, you three, you got to give yourself to Jesus.
Yeah. It's not the perfect church, but it's a church Jesus Christ gave us 2,000 years ago. You know, if you're looking for the perfect church, as soon as me and Father entered into it,
it becomes not perfect.
Not perfect, because we're sinners. But you know what's perfect? All the doctrine of the church. Jesus didn't come to give us a book. He came to give us a church. And 300 years after he gave us the church gave us the book. And every word of the Bible is true. But Jesus came to found a church. Not 40,000, not 50,000. He came to found one church. But we are saved by grace through faith. So you don't need to be Catholic, everyone knows, to go to heaven. But the Catholic Church is what Jesus left us, so we wouldn't be confused. So we'd have him in the Eucharist. So we'd have the apostolic succession. And if I don't, when I came to the Lord, what was hard, if I don't agree with something that the church teaches, is there a problem with the wisdom of the church? Or is there a problem with the wisdom of Anthony? And when I realized it was a problem of the wisdom of Anthony, and I need to just submit to the teaching of the church, my spiritual life exploded, and I began to walk in an unparalleled freedom and under the grace of God. And under the grace of God, it's like you're on a cliff, and no one wants a fence because everyone wants to go where they want. But when you're on the cliff and there's no fence, you got to be kind of careful because you might roll off the cliff and die. But as soon as that fence goes up, you can run in freedom like a little child, knowing everything the church teaches is true and for my good.
And just remember this. In our sinful nature, all of us, each of us, want to be the Pope.
Yes.
You're not the Pope.
Yeah.
And neither am I.
Yeah.
There's one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Yes. And even though I don't want to submit, most people don't want to be Catholic, not because of doctrine, because in our heart, submission is hard, but through submission is total freedom.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.